Rock Radio. This is Mind Blowing Radio
24/7.
It's getting better, bigger, and brighter. Elevating and inspiring brand new topics on the first ever radio show to be led by adolescents and young people from Dundee.
Am I just an equation? Just the sum of my parts. Whenever you go near me, you don't hear my heart. And if million constellations, a dream that still unfolds, and it's hard to wake up, and it's hard to be bold when you leave.
Like the new design, come and watch me demonstrate. Go back and use the same complexes in my game. This man, ya mucha tenga, let's take a mucha tenda. Chico come, oh na, that's a roba puna, my super power keta. Abasati bambo una,
abasati bambo
una,
abasati bambo una.
Thank you.
You're listening to my station, your station, ZFM Stereo. Very good evening to you and welcome to the Zandidi Radio Show, brought to you by Africaid, supported by UNICEF Zimbabwe. And, of course, we're broadcasting on Facebook, live streaming on Facebook right now as I speak, on the ZFM Stereo Facebook page as well as the Zandidi Facebook page. So, hello. Joining me today, Lloyd, as always.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up?
Christmas. How does it feel though? The week before you were celebrating your birthday, and then always the week, the next week is Christmas. My present, I think I got one this
day. I need to go to my present. I'm going to go to Christmas books. It's not a book.
Shame. Well, today we're going to be focusing on supporting our teenage girls as we discuss Nyaidozozo Zeman. Vaskana kanavazo bata pamuviri, vaskana paninga bata pamuviri. And ngirini tirikuhopa kuti izo mese mavene zoro rakanaka Christmas yese yange ichifaya nasi Boxing Day zvese zvichiri kungofaya.
Murikupuwa futi maboxi.
Piwai maboxi, piwai maboxi. And futi tisakanganwe mukufara mese kwatiita tichicelebrate tine hama neshamwari kuti COVID-19 ichiriko. Saka tinofanira kuramba tichiita sei, tichipfeka mamask edu, tichiita social distancing yedu, nekugara tichigezesa maoko edu, tichishambadzika nguva dzose.
Handiti, ende futi kunenge vachida kuzokomenta kana kupawo macomments kana kubvunzawo mubvunzo, mukwanisa kutibata paureport platform yedu. Chamunongokwanisa kuita kusenda SMS yakanzi Zandiri to 33500, angori matext emahara. So chako chete kungosenda as long as une twan, as long as une bad, as long as une tele, so it's just for free kuma network. So tibate paureport platform.
And nasi ndikufara Sirik, because nasi tina Auntie Evelyn Mutetwa, ivo varivo the young mentor, the young mentor mothers project coordinator, you know, iriye Africaid. And ndova ndikachitibatsira panyaya yatinenge tichitaura nezvayo nasi. Auntie Evelyn, makadei?
Ndiri right, how are you, patients?
I'm okay, and no doubt how this is a patambotaura pa phone, kandi naichi dozo isa mufaro wese izvo so.
Aiwa, yanga iri say Christmas, you saying you were working?
Nanchishande inu na izvo inyimi.
Sora, kushamwa zati jamba ma speaker.
Iri kungonzwika voice renyu kuti rinenge kushoshoma.
Don't even say that, patients.
Now, teenage pregnancy, izvozvo zvavasikana vedu vari kubata pamuviri, inyaya yakakosha Stereki, especially panyaya idzodzodzo dzenyaya dzehealth nemasocial problems anozoitika ipapo, because kana mwana azoita mwana, zvinhu zvakawanda zvinenge zvatokanganisika ipapapa, and panopinda iwo masocial issues anenge epoverty, poor education, neizvozvozvo zverisky behavior inozoleadwo to mamwe macomplications akasiyana-siyana, and even izvozvozvo zvechild welfare. Iye mwana kana azoita mwana, mwana wacho anenge achizochengetwa nani, achizoriritirwa nani? And panyaya idzodzo futi zvinodhura futi kuva nemwana, and kana uri mwana waita mwana anenge achi
iwe pache zvako ungochifanira kutanga kuchengeta zvako, then kuzoita mumwe futi mwana, you know kuti zvinhu zvinenge zva kutikurira.
Apa iwe uchiri kudzidza nezveupenyu, wato nomwe munhu waunaye anenge wakudzidzisa futi nezveupenyu zvinenge
That's why tinati Eve nasi achatibatsira kuti tinzwe kuti zvinombonyatsofamba sei pamushuwo yanhasi.
Saka Auntie Eve, mubva matanga kakutudza kuti iyo WHO World Health Organization fact sheet on my adolescent pregnancy irakabuditswa iro muna January gore rinori, riri kuti chiine nyaya idzodzo?
It's telling us kuti, you know, tinayo teenage pregnancy. In as much as we might not want to talk about it, we might not want to say much, but it's there. And my major issues that actually cause the occurrence of teenage pregnancy, this includes an idle mind. Just think about it, patients and Lloyd. When you are seated there doing nothing, the next thing is anything that comes along becomes exciting. So we have seen that the girls that are not in school, they're actually more prone to teenage pregnancy. At the same time, we cannot run away to the financial issues that make it in, though. We have got those girls that are leading my childhood families. So inya ye kuti vanenge vachida kutsvaga kuti vobatsirika sei. We also have my religious and cultural beliefs that support this without naming any specific institutions, but we know kune kwekuti pane vanoroteswa about a certain mwana and akutotorwa akunzi avachi ava mukadzi. Then we also have peer pressure. My teenagers, they succumb to peer pressure. So Ningi has got a boyfriend, and you know they are playing together. So who am I to be liking? I also need to join the crew. So these are some of the many reasons that then end up turning my teenage pregnancies, which then becomes, you know, all that you were talking about. They come about as long as tato tanga tanichi tani teenage pregnancy.
Thank you very much, Auntie Eve. Now, according to World Health Organization, 21 million girls vane makore ari pakati pe 15 and 19 in developing regions like Edo Anaya Iwayaya vese vanai vavava vanopedzera vane pamuviri. Saka tichimbo nazoona ma statistics kwai tonozi chi ma numbers acho akaita sei akanyanyo wandisa.
Yes, those numbers are quite high, because even though they look like Tatora sekunge tanguti 21 million, if we go down to the ground, believe me, patients nobody tama numbers are kasiana siana, and are very alarming. Our girls are indulging early in sexual activity, whether with boys their age or with older men, indulgence is taking place. And the result, teenage pregnancy, let alone my STIs, let alone HIV. So it's a whole lot of things that then come accompanying the teenage pregnancy.
Alright, so in those is a boys here, my teenage pregnancies, the teenage students who shamisa mu culture edu, mu communities edu, and tell near my parents is near Sara age. Vangaite sei vabereki kuti vangakwanise kuita sei kuti vataure nevana nenhau dzeSRH idzodzi dzipanyaya dzema teenage pregnancies.
So kwatiri kubva, you know, this way a taboo, and in our traditional society taitarisira kuti vatete ndo vachatora mwana wehanzvadzi yavo vogara naye pasi. You know, you have vana sekuru vana ani that will then sit down, do the talks. But due to the globalization and how far away we are now from those traditional roles, it's now even the role of the parent yekuti pakufanwa kusvika pakuti let's sit down and talk. In as much as parents may think kuti ivo havazirivo the right people, they are the available people. So my parents need to find out information. Zvii zviri kuitika musociety medu, ndekupi kuri kuitwa mapati ari kuatendwa nevana vedu, and these parties vari kumaatenda, who else is there, such that they are able to go down and say issues dzeSRH dziri kutangira pati dzichiperera pati. Kana tiri kutodiscusa takutofanira kutaurakuti as long as you have started your menses, it means the probability yekuti if you have unprotected sex unokwanisa kubatsira nhumbu yatokwira. And to the extent of saying, if we realize that these girls are actually sexually active, then we need to talk to them about the correct and consistent use of condoms and all that that follows. But unfortunately, as parents, vakagara vari mucomfort zone yekuti wangu mwana haadaro, but haadaro yeye ndiye ari kutodaro. So we need to reach a time where we can open the dialogue. And parents, because they are the elders available, they are the ones that should lead that dialogue and talk about it, so that we don't have girls that then say, I didn't know. We need to give them information.
Thank you very much, Auntie Eve. Pekutanga tanga chaibo mambo taura imo konzero zvachero zvinokonzera kuti vana vadiki vabate pamuviri. And pane mama issues amataura nyaya ne kunamata dzimwe nguva musangano dzinenge dzichipinda vanhu, dzimwe nguva even zvinhu zvatino mama tradition edu atinenge tichipractisa isusu mudzimba. Pane zvamuri kuita here se an organization kutaura nevanhu vavava nevakuru vemusangano idzodzodze neivo vacho vemacultural groups iwayayo kuti vana vechidiki vasikana vechidiki vasakurumidze kuroorwa?
Okay, so as AfricAid, under the support here from UNICEF, we are engaging my community leaders through what we call my community dialogues, whereby we bring in all these significant people from different communities that we are working in, so that we sit down now, you know what, these are the things that are there on the ground, and how best do we assist each other. So in these community dialogues, they also involve even my different religious groups that are within that same community. But no, Garana Opa say, and say, let's talk. How do we assist Vanavedu? How do we protect them? And some of the topics include things like how to keep mwana in school. Because remember when I started, when I said, an idle mind, anything that comes up becomes a very important thing, even though she's rich, she's very important. So the longer we are able to keep this girl child in school, the better results we have and avoid my teenage pregnancies. So all these dialogues, they are taking place in all the districts where AfricAid is operating from. So that at the end of the day, it's not only an AfricAid thing. It's actually being spearheaded by the community leaders, and they support the parents and as well as these youngsters who are in that community, so that we break the cultural practices that we know are detrimental to our young girls.
All right. So, pa lockdown na baba, I know kuti maga sangana ni matambudziko akawanda isangana ni ma adolescents in accessing ma services a sexual reproductive health. Imimi se vanhu sa anti maive papi michine kubatsira ma adolescents in order to access ma services a SRH.
Lloyd, just imagine uchisvika pa road block uchinzi uri kuendepi, obva onzi ku clinic, obva oti kunoitei, oti kunotora ma condom. Just imagine that.
As you told Moody.
Or else you tell them, "Go to Ndrukura Kunotora family planning." And you know, these are people from the local Waruzamaku, Zavanotoku Ziva, Kutu Uyumana Uyuka, and Vapamusha Uyaya Uripa Konap. The lockdown period, believe me, it was one of those difficult times. Because what would then happen is, one, the girls were idle. After being idle, they'll find time to go and meet with their partners and have sex. Changachi chineta is how to access the SRH services. So, paka zaitwa plenty of dialogue with Ministry of Health and the Vanambuya Utano, my village health workers, such that some of these services were actually then brought closer to them. The initial 21 days, believe me, those were very difficult. But after that, yes, there was some bit of leeway. They could access the facility, they could access my services, ASRH. But we actually see the majority of the pregnancies, the unintended pregnancies we've actually had, came about from the lockdown period, because the lockdown was in accessing services, but not on having unprotected sex. So plenty happened during that lockdown period. And now we are happy, things have improved. Services are accessible, people can move around. But during that time, believe me, it was really a nightmare.
How is it now, mama communities in Nia today? But mama tongo pindura.
Now, kana urumunu mukuru ukabata pamuviri, zvinenge zvakangoti omei, zvinhu zvinotora nguva kuti munhu unzwisise and ukwanise kumanuva your way around it. But kana uri mwana mudiki manje, zvinenge zvitori worse, panenge pachidiwa a lot more support, and then panenge pane maissues we mental health, neizvozvo responsibility yacho yokutizo uri mwana mudiki, but apa unenge wakuitawo mwana, pane ma support systems aripo here as AfricAid in partnership with mamwe ma organizations ekubatsira ma situation akadaro. So
yeah, just to remember, patients uri kutotanga pakuzama kusunga dumbu racho kuti risaoneka, wozama kusuppress the vomiting kuti usabatwa kuti uri kurutsa, and you know the aunties vekumusha, they will just come and look at you and say something is wrong. So believe me, yeah, it really is a challenge. But what we have in place through the Young Mental Mothers Project, we are able to pick on these girls, bring them in, talk to them in making them realize, Guti, it's not about hiding the pregnancy, but the first rule in them being able to go through it is acceptance kuti ndozvaitika. Then find my support systems anenge ari different. So tine my support groups, tine my young mental mothers who are in the community, who are there to reach out to these girls to say, you need kunonyoresa nhumbu yako. How then do you also engage with your parents or with your guardians, so that at the end of the day, we are trying to run away from vana varikuita my illegal abortions, because at the end, that's more even detrimental to their health. So yes, we are working very well with different partners from the ministry department, Ministry of Health, Chaiyo, Department of Social Services, through my CCWs that we work, my community child care, at Nushanda now. All these people are really coming together in the community to say, once we have got such a case, how do we work together to handle it? And different organizations offer different support systems to these girls, but all together supporting kuti this pregnancy to see through, so that we come up with a healthy mom as well as a healthy baby.
Thank you very much, Auntie Eve. Kune vachango uya pano pachirongwa ichinonzi zvandiri, and naso uno tikutaura nenyaya vasikana vanenge vabata pamuviri, and munokwanisa kuwana ngiri episode inoyi yese yakazara, and more content around COVID, children's rights, comics, e-learning, nema resources for caregivers, parents, internet safety, as well as ngiri ma youth friendly materials on the internet of good things.
Aha, and chese chamukwanisa kungoita ku log in website redu rakanzi www.goodinternet.org, and it's totally for free to all net Econet users. Chamunongokwanisa kuita ku make sure kuti data icon renyu rakabaka, and mubva mangoita pa website, mungo search pa browser kuti www.goodinternet.org, and more time mubva matotanga kuti say kutongodzidza, and totally for free, as long as ungori ne data rakangobaka chete, zvisisinge zvakutongoendeka.
Musakangano futi kana musina kunazonzwisisa ipapa apa, isusu tiri ku live stream izvozvo pa Facebook pa page rezvandiri Nerezi FM Stereo. Saka kana une mubvunzo, kana even urikuda more information nezvataurwa na Lloyd kana kutanga zvichitaurwa na Auntie Eve, munongobvunza ipapa apa, panobva pawanda munhu anobva angokupindurai. Tichikuyeudzai futi kuti icho chirongwa chedu chinochi tinochiunzirwa neve Africaid pamvaka vakabatana pamwe chete ne UNICEF Zimbabwe.
Alright, so to Auntie Eve, tine Martins anenga katiterera anenga ari pamweri, and you know kuti zvinhu zvizvaka woma stereko kubuda pachena kuti ino I'm pregnant, wesh kuma teenagers zvinhu zvakatoma, inogona kuzodiscover kana kuti yakuma 6 months yakuma 5 months, and you know kuti ipapo pangawe inenge chida kuti tonyoreswa and stuff, tingakwanise kuita sei kana kuti mungakwanise kuita sei panhau dzekudisclose ma pregnancies kuvabereki, and zvakanyanyokosherei?
So Lloyd, most women would not want to face pregnancy alone. You know, this is a time in my hormones are quite as well. You know, you want attention, you want all that. So to these teens, they will actually need more support as the body is changing and they are trying to adapt into adulthood. Whether or not they decide to tell their parents is more of their own decision, but they may want to think about where they are going to be getting all this support from. Worse off, maybe some of these unintended pregnancies is placed side by side with the partner who is saying no. So it means the amount of support this teenager will need, it's so big, such that if they feel good, they cannot tell their parents yet, they also need to find a trusted adult who can then help them in the meantime until they are ready to come out and disclose it to their parents. Because whatever happens, they require as much support as they can actually take out from their parents or caregivers.
Konde, api ma risks ano face kwane vasikana vanenge vabata pamuviri?
Right. So with pregnancy, peshi inyaye extremes of anything. So if we have got extremes of age, like these younger ones, what it means is their bodies have not developed very well to be able to accommodate the pregnancy. So machances ema high blood pressures, machances ema pelvis isingagoni kunyatso opena to accommodate the baby, especially mwanaka uya ari too big. Machances ye anemia because of poor dietary intake and maybe lack of my supplements anowani kwa futi. And in most cases, these girls would deliver in terms of modes of delivery through cesarean section, which is also another big procedure that requires munhu kuti ave ine support system yakadi yakasimba. So my risk avo, because they are still very young, they are also very high, such that this is the reason why we are saying, as parents, as people in Zimbabwe, as wherever you are, whenever you see a pregnant teenager, believe me, agara atori nema challenges, please don't add on to them.
Aye, so how best can they keep themselves from kuzvichengetedza pa nyaya dzeutano and stuff during my pregnancies akadaro?
So the first thing is, with pregnancy, remember, zviri kuitika mudumbu, nobody can see it nemaziso edu atakatarisa. So the first thing is, somebody has to go to the nearest health facility, kuenda kunobukisa oro kwavanoti kunonyoresa, as soon as somebody realizes that they are pregnant. For those that are able, yeah, maybe a visit to the gynecologist. But what I love about the health system here in Zimbabwe, each of our facilities that offers my services, ayakuna midwife anenga ariko, are trained. So the idea is to go to a place where you have got a trained midwife who is able to offer prenatal services. They will look at both the mom and the baby to try and determine if everything is okay. Kune oma pirita anopiwa, ma iron supplements, kwe zeraropa, kvarimo ma malaria areas, they also receive fancy da. If they are taking their cotrimoxazole, it's fine, they don't need that. But all those my antenatal services and ofewa, these girls need to access them, because if they don't have this, what it means is running mwana anenge achikura, mai vachikura tisiri kuziva things that may be going wrong. So the health facility is the place that will ensure that both mom and baby are doing well up until the time yavanozodeliver, when we can then separate the two. But otherwise, there is nothing we can do takagara kumba. In as much as parents or guardians, we are angry, we need to send these girls to the health facility so that they can receive the optimal health for both mom and baby.
Thank you very much, Auntie Eve. I think tataura zvakawanda takover zvese izvozvo, but pane zvamuruda kuwedzera here pa topic yedu yanhasi iyoyi?
So, patients, my plea is to the parents, to the guardians. So we realize we have got a 16-year-old who is now pregnant. Kumudzinga pamba is not the solution. Let's find ways of ensuring that both mom and baby are safe, and realizing kuti zaitika izvi, it's not like they really wanted to have the pregnancy. It's a time of growing, it's a time of hormones, it's a time of everything else. Let's find ways to support the baby. Game remwana anoendeswa chinosvika kwachinokupirwa makoko nekuti kunoko hatisi kukuda. This is where we have the greatest challenge, but commit suicide and all this, because they are thinking, I'm now alone. Kwekunororwa kwacho kwekunotizira ndadzingwa, kumba kwacho kwandofanwa kuva kuriko kune support system, I've also been expelled. So let's find time, whenever this has happened, to seek proper help. And for the girls, if ever you see yourself in such a situation, find out somebody else within your family, within your neighborhood, who is able to reach out to your parents. Go to this person, because ultimately you require the assistance. And let's avail SRIH services to this girl, so that they prevent the occurrence of these unintended pregnancies, as compared to us pushing them mukona tichiti hasa taakuzvita tozoona kuti akuzvita taakumudzinga futi pamba. It's a bad place to be.
Maitabasa, Auntie Eve, and zvamataura zviri very, very important. Ndinovimba kuti maguardians akawanda nevabereki vakawanda vangokateerera izvozvo. So I think a few weeks ago takataura nenyaya iyoyoyo, ndakanga no kuti platform ipi yataitaura nenyaya yacho iyoyo kuti vabereki wakawanda vachirambira vana vavo kuti havaite chakati havaite chakati but ngative vabereki vanotaura taurai navo vana munatsoziva mafungiro avo nezvirikuitika muupenyu hwavo because dzimwe nguva vanozotadza ku make the right decision because havana information nekuti hamusi kuvapa information yacho.
And
you
one
papa mama options acho.
And one thing you know that you appreciate to your mama. Ukaisa ndi tudzo kuti chinji chakaipa. I have to experience it kuti chakamira sei pazvinhu zvacho ndidi. And izvozvo ndozvakawanda zviri kulida ma adolescents into mama kuzoita ma bad decisions chichi. So I think vabereki vanofanira kunyatsotsanana kuti no apa pakadai so apa pakadai so apa pakadai so zvichibva kumubereki ka zvinhu zvinova zvinenge kamwe ka impact zvinenge zvinako so so yeah I think zvinonyatsoboda.
Aiwa, and as you know, Zandiri Radio Show is a platform for young people and the rest of the community. Kuti tese tidzidze nezve HIV ne HIV related information. But naizvozvo ndo chikurimainda futi kutizo show you know yamanzwa kana pane zvimwe zvaunenge uchiona kunzwa zvakanaka pamudzimwe nguva wazombotumwa anti ivhari pakati pekutsanangura unoona tsozvinzwa unokwanisa kuzoiona futi show iyoyo iripo pa Facebook. Pa Zandiri Facebook page as well as pa ZFM Stereo Facebook page and platform yedu inogara iri open.
Our Europop platform so nungo kwanza kuita kusenda wedra kanzi Zandiri to 33500 whether you have net one, whether you have echo net, whether you have telecell, just send the word Zandiri to 33500 and it's totally for free to all networks.
Auntie Eve maita basa.
Thank you so much, patience. Ndasuwa kupita studio redu COVID nga ichipera.
Zvechokwadi. But isa tichada kuramba takakubatirira ima speaker enyu akamirira kuti mujambe.
Bye.
Bye. Well, we'll be back next week. And as you heard from Lloyd, if you have any questions at all, you can use the Zandiri platform, SMS, the word Zandiri to 33500 for assistance. Or unogona kuenda kuwegoenda pa www.africade/zandiri.org. And what is that? Rakawanda papa. Kana usina kutonzwisisa website iyo unokwanisa kungoenda pa Facebook page ipo pe Zandiri wobongo bunza unobva wat piwa link yacho faster and then ubona futi basa rese riri kubatwa nemacats edu and ne Africade within my communities that you are atinogara.
Ewa nasipanyazo tsaro saka nasitadzidza
saka imimi kama munenge muchiudzawo vamwe
sezvo takupinda mu 2021 so vaizvi saka tidonyatsopinda tiri vanhu kwavo handinongoziva tinini ndiri.
It's a joke, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy. Don't go to Lord by. I'll start by.
And then they got me there.
Oh, me really. All right. Lloyd. And then pizza.
It's from Lloyd. Tobatana next week, same time. And, yeah. Tobatana next time.
Yeah, next time, Andy, guys. It's get at home number 2021. Yeah. That easy. That fast.
Guys, I'm going to talk to you in 2021.
My name is Patience Musa, and Zandiri is back next Saturday, same time, right here on ZFM Stereo. It's have a good evening.
The Zandiri Radio Show was proudly brought to you by Africade with support from the Ministry of Health and Childcare, PEPFA, and USAID.
We rock radio.
This is Mind Blowing Radio 24/7.